You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Come on.
Promise of social media. Promise of social media, I think, was what? It was, you know, keep in contact with your friends. Build community. Have better community, better relationships, stronger connections. That was the promise of it. The reality of it is what? What would you say the reality of social media is for you? The first one was Facebook, right? Well, I guess it was MySpace. But really Facebook. And what is Facebook to you today? Really, what is it? Is it in fact that? Has it fulfilled and lived up to its promise? I think that it probably hasn't. I think that it probably hasn't. It's really done the opposite. It's a division machine. It's a rage machine. It's a confirmation bias machine. I think it's probably done everything other than really what it was supposed to do. You look at the horrible damage that social media has on the psyches of probably everybody, but particularly young people. It just awful from online bullying. It used to be obviously that you get bullied at school, but when you went home, it was over, right? Well, now it goes 24/7, and just loneliness and depression, and young people actually physically cutting themselves. And I haven't done the research on it, but I imagine leading to more and more suicides and just overall crappy mental health. So no, social media has not lived up to its promise. What about financial technology? Fintech. Has that lived up to the promise? And I think that the promise of fintech has been the democratization of financial services, of money management, of these things. And I think that in a lot of ways, it definitely has. You look at the evolution of how you used to buy stock. Well, you need to, back in the day, you had to call somebody and pay them $50 to make a stock purchase for you. And so you didn't have any access to that. And then you had the opportunity to start buying them online. And now we have robo-advisors that do really professional money management, extremely sophisticated money management, and tax loss harvesting, and just all this great stuff because of technology, because of algorithms, at a really, really low cost, and the transparency. So all of those, I think, are really super positive and really, really, really good things. So in that regard, yes, I think that fintech has fulfilled its promise. Unfortunately, a tragedy, and I think that it is a tragedy, just happened. I read about it on Wednesday. Past guest Tara Falcone posted on LinkedIn that a 20-year-old had killed himself, and I'm sure that there's a million different details that I'm not taking into consideration, but the story was that a 20-year-old killed himself, and he was using Robinhood, and he was trading options or something. And his screen, when they found his phone, it said that his screen is indicating that he had a $700,000 loss or a debit that he owed. And that was one of the reasons, one of the motivating factors behind him taking his own life. And what an absolutely awful, awful tragedy that is, obviously. So sad. And then I dug a little bit deeper into it because I'd never been on Robinhood before. And at just first crack, at first look, like, oh, wow, what a cool thing. It's an app. You have the opportunity to buy stock. And I'll be honest, I didn't realize that you could do options trading and all that stuff on the app. And I had no idea about what it actually looked like. So the thing about social media that they figured out, that it's so addictive that we're on our phones 24/7 now, it's we're getting these little dopamine hits. So our cell phones are essentially dopamine dispensers. They're like Pez machines except dopamine. And all the stupid notifications, all the stupid push notifications, all the whatever, you know what I'm talking about. You post something, you get likes. Those are dopamine hits that you're getting. And they built the interface to just feed it to you, to want to do more, to engage, to stay active on the site. And apparently that's what Robinhood is as well. Apparently every time you make like a trade or something like that, there's confetti that pops on the screen. And I'm sure that there's a million other things that also they figured out, oh, wow, we're going to get people to spend more time on here. Really gamify this thing. We're going to gamify it. That's a term that I've been annoyed by, I think, the first time that I heard it. Because to me, that suggests that these people think that we're so stupid, that Americans are so dumb, they have to turn something into a game in order for us to pay attention to it. And maybe that's true. Maybe we are so dumb that we do need everything to be gamified. But this is evidence right here that this young man killed himself. That it's gone too far. That there's a flaw here, probably a lot, but that it's not right. That making something a game and manipulating us into engaging more and staying on it more and trying different things is maybe okay for games. For a video game, it's maybe okay for Facebook, but it's not okay for something that I would consider to be extremely serious, like investing and trading. So, you know, I guess that it's really important that as if you're not a Robinhood user, but you have loved ones, if you have kids who are on the site, well, this is a cautionary tale right there. You need to figure out what it is that they're doing on the site. And I don't necessarily have a problem with because this young man who killed himself was 20 years old. So he's legally an adult. He's able to go on to any online platform. He can go to Charles Schwab or Fidelity or whatever, Interactive Brokers, there's lots, and buy and sell stock, trade options, whatever. Anybody can do that. But I don't think that it's packaged in the same way. In fact, I know for a fact it just isn't packaged in the same way. There's no confetti popping on Fidelity's website when you make a trade. They are not working round the clock to figure out how to keep you on the site. They're not working round the clock to figure out how to encourage you to trade more in the account. And it sounds to me that that's exactly what Robinhood's doing. So again, going back to that, if you have loved ones, family members, young people particularly that are on that site, I'd make damn sure that you understood exactly what was going on. Because obviously, it's a very, very, very dangerous thing. So finally, is that the reality of trading equities, buying and selling stocks and options and all that, you're going to lose money. Very few guarantees in life. Very few financial people are going to make guarantees. I can almost guarantee if you are trading individual securities, if you're trading options, and unless it's your full-time job, unless you've invested an enormous amount of time and effort to learning how to do it, you're going to lose money. And it's probably worth doing just to learn that lesson, because if you're listening to this and you've not, you're like, eh, not me. Nope, you. You go and do that, you're going to lose money. I heard a long time ago that your portfolio is like a bar of soap. The more you touch it, the smaller it gets. And what financial technology has allowed us to do through wonderful, innovative companies like Vanguard and now many more that have driven down the cost of investing and made it available to everybody is that you don't need to be an expert at it. In fact, quite the opposite. So long as you have a plan, you invest in quality investments, and you stick to your plan, that really sets you up for financial success long term. Going on and trading, almost like gambling, like social media, like doing it to just get dopamine hits, to get adrenaline and those feelings, that is not what investing is for. It just isn't. And if in fact it is, if you're like, no, I love this, this is amazing, well then do that too. Get after it. Go learn it. Be the best. But if that's not you, then make a plan and follow that plan. So rest in peace to that poor young man who took his life, and apologies to, my sympathy goes out to his family. And I hope that these companies that have this enormous influence, especially times like these, I read somewhere that like 800,000 new brokerage accounts have been opened just in the recent past. That's a lot. So that's a lot of people who are getting into this, who are starting to trade and who are starting to invest. And again, I think that can be a good thing. Obviously, I want you to be an educated person. I want you to take control of your financial future, but also buyer beware on this stuff. Buyer beware, just be, you know, be cognizant of what's going on. Be cognizant of how you're interacting with these technologies and what it's doing to you, and make sure that it's not having a negative impact on you. I want you to live your best life. I want you to live the life that you want. I want you to be financially successful and savvy and to get to where you want to go. I also want you to be there safely. So do your part by doing your best. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.
Say what you want about AI, but it's here, and it's helping businesses get more done in a day. Wix's website builder is infused with AI so you can stay ahead. Create a beautiful, functional website just by describing your idea. Track how your site appears in AI search results. Create custom images on demand, or launch an entire campaign in a matter of minutes. Wix gives you AI wherever you need it. Try it now for free at Wix.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. And it's not a competition, but like if it was, I would totally win the season with Wayfair. Giant outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments in every style and color, yep, got those on Wayfair. Garland, accent pillows, cozy throws, nutcrackers, Wayfair, Wayfair, Wayfair. When it comes to hosting, Wayfair's got me covered there too. I got a brand new dining table set that fits the whole family, sheets and towels for extra guests, and even the cutest holiday bed sheets for the kiddos. All thanks to Wayfair. And the best part, I got it all shipped fast and free. It's a Wayfair holiday miracle, y'all. I'm not saying there's a champion of Christmas or anything, but if there was, it'd be the lady with the year-round Christmas village who shops at Wayfair. That would be me. For everything festive and just your style, all delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app to totally win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.